Yeah, we're very excited for people to hear it. I think we're so proud of it, and we've kind of had it finished for a couple of months. And we love it, like listening to it, and obviously as you know, you get different mixes back and stuff, and how little changes obviously affect the whole thing in big ways. So we're very excited for people to listen to it, and we hope that they like it as much as we liked making it, and as much as we like listening to it, because we think it's
ace.
Yeah.
Decent. Yeah.
I feel like because we've just been obviously growing up and
growing,
we're at like an age where you do a lot of changing and growing up and stuff. I think there's like a been like a natural transition through the albums where it hasn't been. We've really tried not to like go off and do anything weird with anything. It's been a very like natural change and natural kind of transition between them. So there's always, you know, you can tell that they're us, but now this album is much different from the first one, but it doesn't feel like it's unnatural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like one song on each album that kind of could have been on the last album, and then there's one song on that album that could have been on this album. So they're like little jigsaw pieces, and just like, and then you're like, oh, there's that. So that's how it works.
Now, London session's coming up, where you're going to meet all your fans in a like, very intimate venue to launch Made in the AM. You're looking forward to that?
Oh, it's going to be sick. They're flying in people from, you know, from places all over the world, and it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be cool. As you said, it's going to be really intimate, and people are flying in, and it's going to be nice.
To One Direction, love to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.